Track 2 News. Hello and welcome to the Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday the 19th of June 2019. And today in the studio we have John, who's the sound engineer. And your readers this week are Jill, Sue and myself, Bronwyn. And with that, Jill will start us off with the news.
Here is the news covering the Dudley areas. Education chiefs have apologised to a Stourbridge mum who complained that her teenage daughter had been left without schooling for months while on sick leave. Concerned mum Helen Ashby endured months of frustration trying to liaise with Dudley Council after her daughter Elizabeth was signed off sick from school to ensure the teenager did not miss out on an education. The Department for Education says local authorities must ensure children receive a suitable education if they are unable to attend school for an extended period of time due to illness or other reasons. One of the largest trees in a popular backcountry park has uprooted itself. A huge beech tree has ripped out of the ground at Mary Stevens Park in Stourbridge. The tree, which has been cordoned off, was popular with dog walkers as a pool of water used to gather at the base of the tree, giving dogs a place to drink. A beech tree also came down in Bridge North, crashing onto three cars near the main entrance of the town cemetery. Nobody was in the cars at the time, but the roof of one car caved in so badly it was touching the gear stick. A nightclub could be knocked down and flats built in its place. Plans have been lodged to flatten the Arena Club, which has also been known as the Stourbridge Academy, on Hagley Road. The venue was ordered to tighten security in 2017 after a shotgun was waved in the face of door staff. Plans submitted to Dudley Council say the nightclub, which was previously the Picture House, would be demolished with residential units to be built on the site. The venue is still believed to be running, is advertising upcoming events on its website. 500 homes planned for industrial land on Cosley and Tipton border. The houses would form phase one of the 925-home Cosley Park development. The houses have been earmarked for land bordering Birmingham New Road and Sedgley Road West. Old industrial buildings would be demolished to make way for the new properties under proposals submitted to Dudley Council. A brave Dudley police officer who was impaled after tackling a knife-wielding woman in a supermarket has been honoured with a special accolade. Response Sergeant James Harrison was called to Asda supermarket in Dudley Town Centre in June 2017 after it was reported that a woman was waving a knife around. His team quickly evacuated the High Street store as he attempted to find the woman and calm her down. She evaded his attempts, running from the supermarket aisle and in the direction of members of the public. Fearing the supermarket customer's safety, James tackled the woman before they both fell to the floor. Calls to turn Labour into an anti-Brexit party could wipe out its working-class support in the Black Country, a Tory MP has said. Labour Deputy Leader Tom Watson has urged his party's leadership to argue the case for staying in the EU, insisting the Brexit decision can be overturned with a second public vote. In a speech at the Centre for European Reform, he said the UK's history was intertwined with Europe and said his party should fight for Remain, even though we might lose some votes. But his stance has been slammed by Dudley South MP Mike Wood, who said, in the 2017 general election campaign, both main parties said they wanted to deliver Brexit. From Labour's perspective, it was clearly a lie from the start. Dudley Sea Cadets have a new roof over their heads, thanks to a generous donation by former Goodyear workers. A celebration took place to mark the completion of the improvement work at their headquarters in Tipton Road. The unit contacted the Trustees Transport and General Workers Union Benevolent Fund for help funding a replacement roof at the base. It followed a previous donation of first aid equipment and camp beds to enable the group to carry out training and other activities last year. The Black Country Living Museum is aiming to attract 500,000 visitors by 2025 as part of a multi-million pound expansion project. Bosses say that the plans, which will create 143 new jobs, will help to change perceptions of Dudley and the Black Country as a whole. The open-air museum secured £9.4 million from the National Lottery Heritage Fund in May to reach the £23 million needed to complete the expansion. It will see a new town built on the site, highlighting Black Country history through the 1940s, 50s and 60s. Work is starting in autumn this year and is expected to be finished by spring 2022. Last year, the museum attracted around 360,000 visitors, but they are aiming to attract 140,000 extra visitors by 2025.
Now, here is the news covering the Wolverhampton areas. The collapse of construction group Shaler has led to fears over works on the already delayed £38.1 million revamp of Wolverhampton Civic Halls. The restoration of one of Wolverhampton's gems, the Civic Hall, was perhaps facing its biggest crisis yesterday after the construction firm hired to do the job collapsed into administration. Shaler Group was set to carry out the long-awaited revamp of the Civic and Waltham areas, and its demise leaves the City Council looking for a new contractor to finish the project. Around 200 jobs have gone at the Aldridge-based firm, which has ceased trading, leaving a number of local firms owed cash out of pocket. Wolves players have joined more than 50 other celebrities, including Claudia Winkleman, Miranda Hart and Vic Reeves, who have put pen to paper to create doodles which are being displayed and auctioned for charity. The Anna Wilkinson Mockingbird Trust, which organises trips and meals out for young people diagnosed with cancer, is holding a special exhibition and silent auction of the doodles on Friday, the 21st of June. Wolves players Ruben Neves, Raul Jimenez, John Rudy, Ryan Bennett, Johnny Otto, Leander Dendonca, Ivan Calviero and Willy Rowley, or even Willy Bowley, have now donated their drawings to the cause. Taking place in Worcester at the Old Palace near the Cathedral, the Celebrity Doodle Evening is free to attend, with tickets available via the charity's website. A kidney transplant patient will be taking on a gruelling 12-hour workout to mark 20 years since his surgery. Neil Campbell will be joined by fellow members of CrossFit Wolverhampton for the fundraiser on August the 24th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, with the doors open to anyone else who wants to get involved or just show their support. The 37-year-old from Walsall said, "From the age of 10 onwards, I had very poor health, always prone to injuries and illnesses. I was on dialysis 4 days a week, and I weighed about 7 stone. The 12-hour WODathon, which will consist of intense workouts on the hour every hour. A WOD is a workout of the day, WOD. CrossFit consists of classes incorporating running, rowing, body weight, weightlifting, core, and strength training and mobility." CrossFit Wolverhampton founder Mitchell Adams, 27, said, "We currently have 14 people, including Neil, who will be taking part. 11 cyclists are embarking on a mammoth challenge to cycle from Wolverhampton to Blackpool. Simon Morgan-Smith will be joined by 10 others as they bid to raise money for Promise Dreams. It is the sixth year that the group has undertaken this challenge, having raised £12,500 last year for Compton Care. They will set off from Simon's home in Wolverhampton on July the 28th before cycling 180 miles to Martin Mayor Craven Park in Blackpool. A former city centre nightclub is being prepared for demolition to pave the way for a new college campus. Workers have begun removing part of the front or faces on the corner of Garrick Street and Bilston Street, which has been fenced off ahead of the main demolition work. The old nightclub, which was also known as Oceana and Atlantis in years gone by, will make way for a new Wolverhampton College, forming part of a new multi-million pound learning quarter. The demolition will come as major works to extend the metro line continue nearby along Piper's Row. But council bosses have said they do not expect the latest project to add to the disruption in the city centre, with no road closures planned.
And now here is the news covering the Sandwell areas. A school with two head teachers and debts of nearly £300,000 has applied for a bailout from Sandwell Council. Rounds Green Primary in Albury is asking the local authority schools forum for £125,000 to overcome its funding crisis. The cash lifeline plea comes after it reported an estimated £298,000 in deficit in April. It is one of two schools in the borough which are struggling to meet their bills, along with Sacred Heart in Tipton, which was able to record a balanced budget this year despite financial pressures. Just days ago, it was reported that Sandwell Schools could be more than £18 million in the red by 2020, according to budgets drawn up by head teachers. A council boss has pledged to cut emissions in a Black Country borough as a national pollution campaign gets underway this week. Sandwell Council leader Yvonne Davis has encouraged residents to sign up for car and bike sharing schemes, and she said the council is looking at more sustainable ways of generating energy in Sandwell. Her pledge came ahead of the annual Clean Air Day on Thursday, which is the UK's largest air pollution campaign and encourages greener living. Councillor Davis said, "Poor air quality has an impact on our health, and air pollution, particularly from small particles in diesel fumes, is strongly linked to many serious illnesses, including respiratory diseases, contributing to millions of premature deaths globally each year." A West Bromwich school is ending the academic year in style with a number of musical performances. The Performing Arts Department at George Salter Academy on Davy Road have staged the first platform to bring young people together with other schools in the local area. Pieces have come from dance companies Chicane and Charge, run by the school, as well as GCSE and BTEC examination work. This includes Chicago, the musical, which will be performed on June the 27th and the 28th. And finally, a Tipton care home has two reasons to celebrate, as Betty Weston and Olive Hobbs turned 101 and 100 just 2 days apart. Ryland View Nursing Home in Arnhem Way threw a birthday party for residents, staff and families recently to celebrate Olive's birthday that day and Betty's birthday, which was just 2 days later. Olive, a great-grandmother of six, was a district nurse in the Sandwell area for a number of years, and she lived at Great Bridge before moving into the nursing home. Her daughter-in-law, Brenda Hobbs, said, "Olive is a very nice lady, very caring, and she loves her grandchildren, and her face lights up when they come to see her." And with that final little bit of news from me, it's now time to make way for track three, which is culture and poetry. So it's goodbye from Bronwyn.
It's goodbye from Jill.
And it's goodbye from Sue. Goodbye, everybody.